You're listening to a podcast from 702.
At this time, of course, we look at the major political stories you need to pay some attention to. And yeah, you can't get away from the swearing in of the MPs in Parliament yesterday, the election of a speaker, a deputy speaker, and the new president. But the big story yesterday was the absence of one David Mabuza. We're joined now by a former ANC MP, a former South African ambassador to Ireland, but also a political analyst. And boy, oh boy, is she a connected individual. Melanie Favut, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Bongani. So lovely to talk to you. Yeah, what a way to upset the president yesterday. I mean, really, to draw all the media attention to you. Extraordinary.
What do you make of it? I mean, they keep talking about it being a postponement. Almost all of us are winking and really having the conversation about who's next. Is that fair?
You know, it's very interesting, this whole situation, because I have to tell you, I remain unconvinced. I have now listened to everybody since last night, or since yesterday, actually yesterday morning when it happened. I keep on listening. I read the press statements. I speak to people inside the ANC. I don't know. If you want to clear your name, why do you not, you know, why would you resign, or, well, in any case, postpone your swearing in? Why don't you use your position as a vehicle as well to help you in that, which is exactly what David Mabuza has been doing. Every time he's been challenged in Parliament during question time, he has used that platform to say, yeah, it is not true, come and show me the evidence.
Go to the police, he kept saying.
You know, and the thing is, so if that's clear, that there's nothing that they can find on him, including, I presume, the Integrity Commission, which is what he says now.
Yeah.
You don't need not to be in that position. You can use that position as well to help you clear your name.
Well,
so I have to say I'm unconvinced,
so
really.
Also, what kind of process would he subject himself to before the Integrity Commission to clear him? How long would that take? What's going to change in, I don't know, a week, presumably, or at least by Sunday when the cabinet is announced?
Exactly. Well, it's impossible, as we know. I mean, things take a long time, and particularly because they say due process has not been followed, and they want to be proven, you know, that there's a problem. You can't do that.
So speculate,
in a couple of weeks.
So Melanie, speculate. What do you think is behind it? What's going on?
You know, I'm not 100% clear, and it's always dangerous to speculate. But I think there's a couple of things. The one thing is that, of course, we consistently hear that he's not well. You know, that he has been sick. And that maybe he needs just a little bit of a breather to figure out whether he can actually manage. Some people in the ANC that says that has played a big role. Alternatively, possibly that there has been pressure from higher up, you know, from the president and so on, that there is a sense of discomfort, a sense of concern about the consistent rumors around his name.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's taking the initiative now rather than being pushed out. The question is, of course, what the president is going to do now. You know, is he actually going to appoint another deputy, or in government? Not, it's got nothing to do with the ANC.
The ANC, yeah, yeah.
Or whether he's going to leave it vacant for a little while. I see Pierre Defosse says he can't leave it vacant. You know, I can't see in the constitution that there is something that forces the president to appoint one immediately. But certainly we know that he now, if he wants to appoint somebody else, has to appoint somebody who's already in the MA.
Yeah.
So speculations like the former public protector and so on, I don't think that's possible legally at the moment.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, of course, because on Sunday we may have some indication what the next moves will be. Here's the thing, though. It's not just David Mabuza who's not returning. Nomvula Mokonyane, for example, had been touted as the chair of chairs, possibly. And you can't tell me that she suddenly remembered yesterday that she's still in mourning and decided not to go to Parliament.
No, exactly. No, I mean, I've heard Kule Mabuza a couple of times saying this is totally normal, this happened. Yeah, not to such senior people in the ANC, nor if you don't know where they're going. You know, I mean, it is normal, but then they've got something else to go to, and this is not clear what will she be doing. I mean, I have no doubt that she was furious about the fact that this is definitely, or the chairs of chairs is definitely a demotion. Yeah, and it's kind of still a powerful position, but nothing like that of a minister in cabinet. And that she was furious and just decided it's not worth her while. You know, I am sure that, of course, one can't deny that being in mourning is a very tough thing. But I also have to say, if she was offered a cabinet position, which would be far more demanding, I doubt that she would have stepped back, you know, for the sake of her family.
And importantly, Melania, I mean, if you're not a cabinet minister, you're not in control of any patronage network. So that would have been a neutralization of her role. Or very quickly then, people will interpret this as Cyril Ramaphosa finally in the ascendancy, stamping his authority over the party, perhaps even over the NEC. What about the Integrity Commission? Does this give them, in a way, if nothing else, just purely because of the precedence that's being set here, some real muscle?
Well, I mean, they obviously were given a lot more power after Nasrec, so they do have some muscle. They must just start fixing it properly. But, you know, it's going to be a massive task because this runs deep if they really want to eradicate corruption in the ANC. And, of course, that's one of the arguments that a lot of people now at that level is using, is saying, you're telling us we should step back, but what about so-and-so and so-and-so? You know, you're not telling them to do the same thing. I think in terms of the president, you know, it the real test is going to be in the cabinet on Sunday. Not necessarily whether Batabile is there or not, but whether who he appoints in the key positions in cabinet. So his financial cluster, his security cluster, and then some of the socioeconomic portfolios. If he can, you know, so whether he appoints the right people there, the strongest people there, and maybe some new faces. And then secondly, of course, whether he's comfortable enough to cut back his cabinet, that there's enough space for him to bring in new people.
Well, we want to talk about real muscle for the Integrity Commission. They've got a lot more rogues to deal with. Take your pick, really, from the mayor of Durban to the Eastern Cape Premier. All of those people fingered. Melanie, we'll wrap it up with the quote that you say you heard from Nelson Mandela. 90% of the time, a leader needs to listen to the masses, but is really defined by the 10% they have to go against what the masses want because it is wrong. Maybe it's time for the president to heed that advice. Melanie Favut, the former ANC MP and former ambassador to Ireland.